I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
more companies around Utah still having a tough time finding enough workers. Recent reports say the job shortage is easing, but much slower than employers want. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Congressman Burgess Owens is among a group of House Republicans threatening to dissolve the U.S. Olympic Committee Board of Directors. The Republicans say if the board doesn't discipline athletes who engage in anti-American protests. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's emergency traffic on southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County. It looks like crews have been able to start wrapping up and clearing the crash prior to 72nd South, which had two left lanes blocked. They're opening up those lanes of traffic, but we still have delays. Pretty solid. Back to 3900 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, we got a few passing thunderstorms still going by. 96. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 93 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Stevenson. The good news from President Biden's six-month assessment, half a year in office, is COVID deaths are down about 90%. But the spread of the Delta variant threatens progress toward normal life. Deaths and the number of COVID hospital patients are up.
Virtually all are from unvaccinated people. And that means the safest thing to do is to get vaccinated.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot noting the surge is of the unvaccinated.
If we allow the virus to continue to linger here in Chicago, we will likely see further mutations, some of which our current vaccines may not be able to protect against, and have to reinforce some of the restrictions that have come to infamously define much of 2020.
Chicago recording an average of 90 new cases a day. The CDC says the Delta variant now makes up 83% of COVID cases. That's a big jump in less than a week. A day after sharp declines, a major rebound on Wall Street, just about erasing most of what was lost. Arrested, the chairman of President Trump's inaugural committee.
At the 2016 Republican convention, Tom Barrack made no attempt to hide his longtime association with Donald Trump.
I'm here because Donald Trump is one of my closest friends for 40 years.
That relationship may put him in prison. In 2016, federal prosecutors in Brooklyn said Barrack made himself the conduit between the Trump campaign and the United Arab Emirates. Court records said he pushed UAE interests, even provided Emirati officials with a draft of a Trump energy speech and solicited feedback. Barrack is charged with unregistered lobbying and then lying about it to the FBI. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The accused San Diego synagogue shooter pleads guilty to state murder charges. John Ernest agrees to life in prison without the chance of parole, plus another 137 years. ABC News has learned that 11 Republicans in the bipartisan infrastructure negotiating group tell Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer none will vote to start debate on a bill Wednesday, but they do support starting debate Monday. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the in-depth. While researchers have made huge strides in finding out more about COVID, there's still a lot we don't know. Dr. Emily Spivak with University of Utah Health says they're working with Johns Hopkins to look at better ways to treat COVID.
It's a study looking at the role or the possibility that convalescent plasma from people collected from people who've recovered from COVID-19, could it shorten symptoms of COVID in people who are infected acutely or prevent them from progressing to severe infection and needing hospitalization?
She says they already have the plasma they need for the study, but now they need people who actually have COVID. And with cases spiking, she says research is really ramping up as well.
Case rates went down right in the U.S., and now they're clearly coming back up. I think we were really optimistic for a while that we would get vaccination rates that would really sort of put this thing, maybe not completely to sleep, but down to a low enough rate of infection in the community that we it wouldn't be, you know, such a day-to-day topic and causing so much illness and so much hospitalization. But unfortunately, that really hasn't happened with our less than ideal vaccination rates, specifically in Utah, but I think across the U.S. and in pockets around the country. So we still need effective treatments, because until everyone really, you know, rolls up their sleeve and gets vaccinated, we're going to need treatment.
She says there's initial data showing plasma would work. The researchers could be able to confirm it with the study. KSL News Time 419 emergency traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky, what's up?
Looks like the crash has cleared. Southbound I-15 approaching 7200 South. The left lanes of traffic are now open. So we are starting to see traffic move, but it's still going to take a while for these stop-and-go delays to clear out since they reach back to about 3500 South. I-215 South belt at the South Interchange, I-15 Junction. Backups both directions for those trying to transition and join southbound I-15. Also a little bit of heavy and slow traffic building now westbound on the 21st South Freeway approaching I-215's West Belt. Michelle?
Well, good news for drivers in Tooele County. The crash at Erta Way and SR36 has cleared. The delays are not gone yet, but you're going to be able to start to get through that area as well. For drivers on Bangor Highway, seeing some slowdowns both directions around the 201 Freeway, again, southbound as you're going into South Jordan. And looking good, I-15 in Utah County. Len?
As you head into the river of traffic, northbound I-15 into Davis County, a bit slow from the downtown area to the north interchange with a crash in the mix on the right shoulder at 700 North. And on Legacy Parkway, the fire affecting mostly southbound traffic at Pages Lane and West Bountiful. It's not too bad. People are getting around that slowly. Then you've got some sluggish driving northbound I-15, either direction actually, in Kaysville, and then northbound Layton to Antelope Drive. If your child begins kindergarten in 2022, it's time to apply at Waterford Upstart. Get them ready at home at no cost. It's fun and easy. Register today at waterfordupstart.org. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, let's check the 7-day forecast. Kevin Eubank is here. Do we have any threat of thunderstorms right now?
We have severe storms happening in southern Utah, Jeff, where there's a flash flood warning. You talked about it earlier in your show. Through 9 o'clock tonight, that's down along the Paria River, all along through Washington, Kane County. Those storms are going to continue to produce copious amounts of rain. We're talking an inch to an inch and a half of rain, so that's a problem. Here in northern Utah, a little quieter today than what we had yesterday. Partly cloudy skies, temperatures still in the low 90s. We actually have just peaked into the mid-90s here in the last little bit, and we're actually looking at a few thunderstorms that are trying to build up. We'll know here in the next couple of hours if they can materialize. It's a little drier air here along the Wasatch today, so we're not anticipating too much. Partly cloudy, 99 tomorrow, then a chance for thunderstorms returns for Thursday and Friday. Highs in the upper 90s.
Last couple of days, I noticed it looks like Eagle Mountain has a bullseye on it, that the storms start forming right around there in the mountains above. Is that a thing?
It is. So what happens is because of the way Eagle Mountain is situated and the flow comes out of the south, so this moisture is being drawn in from south to north, that's kind of a little point where it lifts right there. It's kind of like the first little tip of the mountain range, and it lifts there, and they tend to do very, very well. And yesterday they had a little bit too much too fast.
Hopefully today, not as much and not so fast. Thanks a lot, Kevin Eubank. We're at 93 degrees, KSL News Time 422.
Hi, guys. Are you struggling with ED? Well, today, Tuesday, July 20th, we're doing something special. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the two most powerful forms of wave therapy, clinically proven to repair blood vessels and get rid of ED at its core. We can finally restore normal intimacy without the use of pills. If you're ready to get your relationship back on track, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, we'll also include something powerful that produces immediate results to your intimacy. You're going to love that. And today only, we're offering a lifetime warranty on our treatments. That means that if you notice results fading at any point in the future, we'll retreat you free. This is an unheard of offer worth thousands of dollars. And it's only good today, Tuesday, July 20th. Call us now to qualify. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Put a stop to your ED. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now. This offer ends today. 801-901-8000.
For the ones who know that a little late is always too late, and that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, and our KeepStock inventory management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Others are saying,
you gotta wait.
You don't want to wait. You want to move forward with your flooring project.
Sorry, you're gonna have to wait.
Well, guess what? No, you don't. Ogden's Flooring and Design has carpet and 100% waterproof luxury vinyl in stock at last year's prices. And what the others don't have, Ogden's does have. Fully stocked with no waiting. Start now at ogdensflooring.com. That's ogdensflooring.com.
Ogden's Flooring and We're watching Utah's money. Disney has employees who have to constantly test out the theme park rides. Could you imagine getting paid to do this? I mean, getting paid. Insider reports you can hear more about the job in a new Disney Plus series, which will take viewers behind the scenes on theme park rides. KSL Drive's Tesla will soon start production of an electric 18-wheeler. After years of delays, Tesla's indicated it'll start building the e-Semi before the end of the year. Apple employees will be able to keep their sweatpants a little longer. The company's letting employees stay home for the time being. Apple making the decision because of the California spike in COVID cases. Wall Street today, what a lovely recovery after yesterday's plunge. The Dow gained 549 points, finishing the day at 34,511. The S&P gained 64, and the NASDAQ soared 223 points. KSL News Time 425. Good story about a Florida man this afternoon. Did you hear me? A good story about a Florida man this afternoon. He was attacked by an alligator and survived. ABC's Derek Dennis reports.
Out for a bike ride in a regional park near West Palm Beach, the man lost his balance and fell, landing too close to a large female alligator near her nest. The 8 to 10 foot long reptile biting the man as two bystanders, Charlie Shannon and Scott Lorraine, jumped into action.
I was able to just somehow muscle him out of the water.
And I said, I don't know if you're a praying man, but and all of a sudden the gator just let him go.
The man airlifted to a hospital for treatment but did not lose any limbs. Last year there were 12 alligator attacks in Florida, none fatal. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.